جزاك الله خير. سيستر مروه from the United Arab Emirates. Sheikh, Sister Brother Noor from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, you just answered one of his questions. He had a second question, which he was saying that in the evening, I usually wait, I go home and I pray my witr and my sunnah at home with my wife in Jama'ah. He says, is this allowed? Is it allowed for me to do this practice?
First of all, concerning saving the sunnah to be prayed at home, this is a tradition of the Prophet
sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. As a matter of fact, he encouraged us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you pray it in the masjid or at home, both are permissible. But the Prophet ﷺ said, don't you make your homes look like graveyards. In what sense? That in the graveyard we're not allowed to pray. So offer some prayer at home. Which prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Basically the Prophet ﷺ is referring to a nawafil. And it was narrated in several ahadith that the Prophet ﷺ would pray the fard in the masjid, in congregation, and would save the nafl, whether before or after, to be offered at home. So that would bring some blessing into one's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is regarding praying the nafl in jama'ah, whether it happens to be in the masjid or at home. The brother is saving the nafl to be prayed at home with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're talking about the sunan, which is before or after the prayers, it is best to pray by yourself, individually, because this is the sunnah. What if I pray it in jama'ah? It is permissible as well, but not constantly.
Hmm.
This is not the hadj or the tradition of the Prophet
ﷺ.
Or otherwise, he would have prayed every nafl in jama'ah as well. But what if it is a night prayer or tahajjud, and you're reciting and your wife is praying behind you? Then it is recommended, similar to tahajjud, salatul taraweeh. And he also mentioned about the witch, where you make the qunut and the dua, and she follows you with the ta'meen. That is permissible. But generally speaking, salatul nafl, voluntary prayer, is superior if it is prayed by yourself, alone, individually. But it is permissible to pray it in jama'ah as well. The better is to pray it by yourself. It's totally the opposite of al-fard. The Prophet ﷺ said, the single prayer which you pray in congregation is 27 times superior to the same prayer if you pray it by yourself. That will lead us to another very important question, which is, what if you save the sunnah where you pray it at home, your wife joins you that she's praying her fard, and you're praying the sunnah. That too is permissible. And she gets the reward of praying in jama'ah. Why is that? Because Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah used to pray Isha with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then go to his neighborhood. His people will be awaiting him in the masjid, and he would lead the prayer, the Isha, once again. So this second Isha for him was what? Was a nafl, was tatawwa, because he has already done with the fard. Also, it was mentioned that in one incident, that one of the companions entered the masjid late after the salah was over. So the Prophet ﷺ delegated them and encouraged him. He said, is there anyone to give a sadaqah, a charity to your brother, by praying sunnah, so that he could follow you in jama'ah and join you to be considered a jama'ah for him? And one of the sahaba volunteered to do that. So it is permissible, according to the opinion of the vast majority of the scholars, and according to the sound references, which I just quoted some of them, to pray the fard after somebody who is praying with the intention of offering the nafl.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.